Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, my friends, and welcome, of course, to the first Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcast of the week. And we begin with Belgium knocking Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal side out of the Euros in Seville. The match, of course, it goes without saying, was live on TalkSport. And in case you think I'm a liar, I don't know why you think that, in case you think, oh no, it wasn't, well it was. And here's your proof.
Back from him for Hazard, right foot, he shot, oh! Screams into the bottom right-hand corner, and Belgium lead by a goal to nil. Ball swung in towards Cristiano Ronaldo, shot comes back, hits the post, and the defending champions are out. Thorgan Hazard's goal, worthy of winning a game.
This is a tough Belgium side, an experienced Belgium side. They were resilient. They lost their two best players, Kevin De Bruyne, Eden Hazard, to injury. The back three were absolutely superb. Courtois in goal made some important interventions.
Bruno Fernandes to take it. It's a right-footed away swing. Oh, what a save from Courtois.
But overall, Portugal probably feel a bit hard done by it that they've gone out of the tournament, because I think for large periods they did dominate the game. But Belgium have showed real resilience. And they are the ones that go through to face Italy in that quarter-final. What a mouth-watering tie that one is.
I just wonder whether Kevin De Bruyne isn't going to be able to continue. He picked up a bad knock at the end of the first half, caught by João Palhinha, who took the ball and took a bit of De Bruyne as well.
Kevin De Bruyne has his ankle. It was a really bad tackle. And we'll see at this point. We haven't got any diagnosis from the medical department. Eden Hazard is more a muscle sensation. So we'll take 48 hours. We'll make the scans tomorrow.
There is no record goal for Cristiano Ronaldo. There is no history-making retention of the trophy for Portugal.
To move from that ultra-defensive pattern that won them Euro 2016 to try and incorporate more expressive players. But a leopard can't completely change his spots. And we've seen that. They're kind of caught between two stools. There's the sense that maybe Fernando Santos is holding them back.
And we had the first big shock of the Euros, where 10-man Netherlands, Holland, were dumped out the competition by the Czech Republic.
The Czechs have bounced out the Dutch from Euro 2020. Goals from Tomáš Helleš and Patrick Schick mean it's disaster for De Boer and the Dutch. But the party's just beginning for the Czech Republic.
I didn't really see the Netherlands creating many chances. And if we weren't going to change from there, if Frank de Boer didn't change it from there, maybe at half-time, I couldn't see how they were going to break this Czech Republic tied down. He didn't change. And then the inevitable happened, where a mistake was made.
The Dutch are reduced to 10 men. Matthijs de Ligt is going off for deliberate handball. Frank de Boer stands with his hands on his hips, shaking his head in absolute disbelief.
And that's when the Czech Republic took complete control of this game and showed great quality.
And Holeš just picked his spot and puts it behind Stekelenburg, and the Puskás Arena erupts.
Now, England defender Kieran Trippier, not Trippier, a lot of people used to call him Trippier, I don't quite know why, and when it turned back to Trippier, but it's Trippier. Anyway, he's been speaking ahead of the highly anticipated round of 16 game, where we face the Germans tomorrow night. A game, of course, it goes without saying, is live on TalkSport. Incidentally, me and the fun boy will be doing from 8 p.m. a four-hour phone-in. 4 hours, yeah. No, I couldn't believe it either. Anyway, Kieran told TalkSport's England correspondent Faye Carruthers that he's relishing the potential chance of going head-to-head with his Madrid neighbour, Tony Thomas Cruz.
Of course, he'll be doing as well as he can for his country, of course. But no, I've seen him around the place because we live on the same complex in Madrid. And no, he's a very nice guy. But come Tuesday, we won't be friends. We'll be, you know, wanting to win the game for our nation. That's all.
Unbelievable! Toni Kroos into the penalty area.
That free kick of his against Sweden at the 2018 World Cup. Whose was more impressive, yours against Croatia or that one?
I'm going to say mine. Yeah, we need to be wary of him. You know, we know about his set pieces. How he's been consistent with Real Madrid this season, so it's going to be a good game for everybody, not just us players.
That was another poor England set-piece delivery. Luke Shaw hitting the first man at the near post.
We've set the bar high over the past couple of years with set pieces, the amount of goals that we've scored, and yeah, we are a bit frustrated with not scoring many goals as we thought we would from set plays. We know we've got fantastic people who can take deliveries, you know, Mace, you know, Phil, Bukayo, myself, who can put the money on the spot. But obviously, we've been working on it. Whoever's playing, whoever's in line to take the set pieces, will back anybody.
Would you want to be Chris Waddle now?
I don't really, you know, want to look at the games in the past or what's happened. We want to look at now, look at what's happening now, and work hard as a team and set our own marks for now in the future. So I'm just looking as another tough game against Germany. You know, we just need to keep working hard on the training field. Hopefully Tuesday we can get the result that we need.
On to Three Lions midfielder Calvin Phillips on the rivalry between England and Germany and why anything that's happened in the past is now completely and utterly relevant. Irrelevant, that should be, of course. I meant irrelevant. I did. Not relevant at all. Forget everything that's happened between the two of us on the pitch, including the times they've beaten us. And in the Euro 96 penalty shootout, where Gareth... Anyway, this is Calvin Phillips talking about how it means nothing.
Lampard!
Yes!
It's in!
Yes!
It's 2-2!
It's
he hasn't given it! He hasn't given it!
That's
he
in!
Hasn't given it!
It's a goal! Boo!
Like I said before, this is just another game for me. It's another important game for, obviously, the country as well. So, you know, regardless of whether we did well against Germany years ago or whether we didn't, it doesn't really matter now. It's about Tuesday and how we can go forward in this tournament.
And it comes towards Hanley and it might break down. Oh, it's headed off the line by Reece James.
You know, everyone says that, you know, Gareth were a defender, so, you know, his teams are very defensive, but I feel like if you look at the last three games, we haven't conceded a goal, which is good. And if you like my club team where, you know, we can score five goals and concede four, then it's probably not as good. So, you know, the fact that we're keeping clean sheets is a major positive as well.
On now to the former Three Lions manager, Kevin Keegan.
I hope and pray that they just get a little bit better as they go into the tournament. If that happens, then that will be give them a hell of a chance of winning it. It's easy to say, oh, you've got attacking options and stuff like that. But, of course, if you're not leaking any goals, you can win by a set piece or a free kick. Yeah, everyone likes to see more attacking. I think the Euros as a whole has starting to liven up now a little bit. But the first round's very cautious. But there's no reason now. I mean, England at home against the German side, they know he's not the strongest side ever.
Hungary lead in Munich. What a night this could be for Hungary. They've stunned the Germans on home turf.
They should be able to go on and attack. So, yeah, I'm hoping he's going to play a little bit more aggressively on the front foot, but he's doing a great job and you can't knock it.
Keegan was speaking at a charity football match in memory of Samantha Birtles, the wife of the former Nottingham Forest player Gary, who sadly died on Thursday after being diagnosed with terminal pancreatic cancer. So, what formation will Southgate play tomorrow at Wembley? Well, football writer Jonathan Wilson thinks he's been saving the 3-4-3 for the knockout games.
He believes that England could get through the group playing pretty boring football, you know, sort of not playing that style that he thinks will be successful. Because if you think about it, England gone back to the back three last year, mm-hmm. And then suddenly, inexplicably to me, I didn't understand at the time, I still never really heard an explanation. For those three games back in March when they played San Marino, Ireland and Poland, he went back to the back four. And I can't work out why you'd do that unless there's a reason to hide the back three away. This is a conspiracy theory. Kind of trying to ram the known facts into a convenient shape. I wonder if it's going to be a 3-4-3 and the policy had always been to play a 3-4-3 at this stage.
On now to Tony Cascarino, who played for Ireland at Euro 88, I think that's 1888, Darren Bent, Leanne Sanderson and Gabby Agbonlahor on Harold Kane.
When I watched him this season with Spurs, even if he didn't score, he offered that energy and he was hunting defenders down. Recently, in the last three games, just to me, he looks tired.
Just come off one of the best seasons of his career, if not the best. Golden boot and the assist, which is incredible. But to me, he just looks like he's run out of gas a little bit. Now, obviously, he's going to need some of his teammates to create better opportunities, because I don't think that's one thing we haven't done, is created enough opportunities for him, because you know what he's like. You keep giving him opportunities, he'll take them.
And Harry Kane, who's had precious little involvement, taking the chance that comes his way.
But also in himself, he needs to do a little bit more. There's been times where the ball's come up to him, it's bounced off him, the defenders have shrugged him off. So in that respect, he needs to do a bit more.
Harry Kane is not quite as good as he once was, because there was a time when he could create his own chances and score. I think that surpassed him now. I think he's more needy of other players to create opportunities for him, which most forward need anyway.
Maguire bringing it forward. And then it's an excellent ball. He's found Harry Kane. Kane checks! Good save from the goalkeeper. Kane got it back onto his right foot. His best moment of the tournament so far.
Harry Maguire, although he's all the way back there, he nearly got the assist. The one chance that Harry Kane had the other day came from an unbelievable ball from Harry Maguire. And Harry Maguire does have that in his locker. Haven't seen it that much at Man United, because I feel like he's had to defend, you know, most of the time when Man United have been on the back foot. But at the same time, Harry Maguire does have that in his locker.
There was a period where I always felt Kane could go, do something from a moment and stick it in the top corner. I don't think he's quite that at this point of his career, but he's still a terrific forward and he'll still get loads and loads of goals.
You know, he's a team player, so don't underestimate the other things he does for the team. It doesn't really matter who scores. Nobody will score more than 4 or 5, and he could get a hat-trick in this game, you don't know. He may not score but make 3 goals. Who cares, as long as we win?
And here comes Hurst. He's got some people are on the pitch. They think it's all over.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. And don't forget to crunch that subscribe button. Smash it, crunch it, sit on it, eat it. If that probably won't work. Don't eat it. Don't eat the subscribe button. Anyway, just press it. Coming up today, a quick reminder before I let you go. We've got 2 more games on the TalkSport network. A big one at 5 p.m. sees Croatia take on Spain live on TalkSport. And an equally big one. They're all big. I don't know why I'm saying big one. A big one as well for France as they take on Switzerland. Also on TalkSport, that one from 8 p.m. There will, of course, be another one. These Andy Goldstein Euro Daily Podcast thingies out first thing in the morning, building up to the Mahusiv game as England take on... Yeah. Oh, it doesn't say. Doesn't matter. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, tonight from 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy, Jason Cundy. So make sure you join me for that. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.